And now here's your host, LaVon Eblen.
Good morning, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Denise Koner.
Thank you.
Denise heads up, of course, the Cass County Home Care and involved in lots of things that get people better, help people not get sick, and all kinds of good things. So, Denise, you have this new program that kind of really relates to that called Age Well. And that's, we all, I guess, the moment we're born, we actually start to age, right?
That's true. Maybe we should start preparing much earlier than I thought so.
Yeah, because now it seems like, you know, what is the age that people think that they start aging?
Do we ever think we're starting to age?
It certainly goes a lot longer than it used to. Yeah, they say, what, the 60 is the new 40 or something like that?
I think that's good in a way.
Well, I think there are lots of positive things about that. But it does mean, perhaps, that we put off doing some things that we should do a little earlier in our lives.
Agreed. And, you know, when you think about preparedness overall, we tend to do that. And then by the time you get in the situation, it's either too late or you can't any longer prepare. And so our purpose here is to get people thinking ahead a little bit with Age Well, targeting the portion of our population for whom that might be appropriate. And you and I were visiting, you know, as a public health entity, we do have quite a few programs targeted at children and families. And this does get at a population where some of our public health programs don't do quite as much outreach.
And I think the important word there is target, because, you know, you're looking at specific audiences here. But when we're targeting this age, people have to decide if they fit in there. So you're not going to say that it's for everybody over whatever age.
You're right. I'm not. And when we start talking about the topics, I think you'll probably understand that, because the risk for some of these things varies for people depending upon their family history or their personal history.
You bet. You bet. So this is an opportunity that's going to go on starting July 18th.
Last week was our first session.
Yeah. And moves on into October. So people will have several chances to participate. So what kind of outline the opportunities that people have?
Well, Age Well is a series of four workshops, and they'll be repeated three times, and so hence the 12 weeks. And last week was our first session of the first four-week period. And so every 4 weeks we'll be repeating the topics, and they are going to go in the same order. So last week was blood pressure, and every 4 weeks we'll be doing blood pressure. This week we're targeting BMI. That's kind of the ugly one, maybe.
Yeah,
the stepchild.
But for a lot of us, a BMI, what, those are three letters. What the heck does that mean?
So body mass index, related to a potential obesity classification. Let's put it that way. It's no secret, as a nation, we're getting heavier and heavier. And, you know, it's not just the weight overall that is the issue. I mean, obesity really contributes to a lot of chronic disease issues, all the way from heart disease, cancer, bone and joint issues, you know. And think about it, as you age, I mean, those things become more maybe toward the forefront of our minds. You know, we start to ache a little bit more. And then hence, that's why the next session is our fall risk assessment. Sometimes as our bones and joints don't work as well as we want, we have that increased risk. And the statistics are really scary when you look at what happens when someone falls, the recuperation or non-recuperation that occurs after that, and how it impacts the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's not just a bone healing. It's so much more than that.
Absolutely. And especially if you've got some other things going on, you know, if you are overweight, it makes it that much harder, you know, to get back into the swing of things.
Mm-hmm. And then after the fall risk assessment is?
Kind of a culminating workshop at the end, where we certainly would review the other three topics, but also allow us to address some topics that we didn't specifically address in the other three workshops related to aging well and safely and healthily.
Okay. Now, is there a fee for this?
No.
Is there pre-registration?
No, actually not.
Where is it being held?
It's at our office. It's at the Cass County Home Care Building, and we're located at 1500 East 10th Street, so just down the hill from the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And who may participate?
You know, again, it's really open to anyone. Anyone in the area that's hearing this message. We're not limited to Cass County residents either. So, you know, if you happen to be in town from out of town, you're welcome to stop in. We mentioned that this is occurring every Wednesday now through October 3rd. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the morning, but it's really a come-and-go thing. It's not a two-hour session. It's, you know, you stop in, you get to speak to a professional healthcare clinician or healthcare professional about these issues. issues. In the case of blood pressure, for example, we're going to take your blood pressure. And the best practice for that right now is that we do two of them, you know?
Yeah, that's sort of interesting, but it makes a whole lot of sense to me because your activity does affect your blood pressure, right?
Absolutely. We see a little increase in blood pressure when you're active. So imagine parking your car. I mean, granted, our parking lot's fairly level, not far to the door, but it's hot today. You know, you get out of your car, you get in, your heart is going a little faster. Your blood pressure is probably a little elevated. So we'll go ahead and take that. But then after you've been there for a few minutes, we'll take another reading. And then we'll talk with you about, you know, what your reading is. We have had situations where, you know, as a result of those readings, we'll send you right on to your physician immediately, you know, and we'll be able to tell you whether you're in that dangerous area or if you're just a little elevated or if you're good. And then we'll talk about, you know, the risk factors for what could make your blood pressure be higher or lower, and then what you can do as an individual to reduce that.
This is a good opportunity, just kind of zeroing in on the blood pressure check. I think a lot of folks don't get that done on a regular basis. If they go to their doctor, they, of course, get it done. I'm not sure there's anywhere else. I was thinking that at one time my mother-in-law went to, I don't know if it was the dentist or the optometrist, someplace else that and had hers taken and found out it was really high.
It's something that can sneak up on you a little bit. And, you know, it's probably something as we get older that we should have done more often. And it's one of the reasons that we did include it as one of our sessions, just to give the public an opportunity to have that checked at no cost, you know, just to come in and see what it looks like in a nice, cool place.
And to visit about it because, you know, you get it taken, they say, okay, here's your numbers. And you go, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah. So. And if it's good and you know that, that's good, but there are still things that you could be doing to probably keep it that way. And I think that's the other thing. You know, sometimes when we know it's good or we hear it's good, it's probably not something we tend to visit with our primary care provider about, because if it's good, it's good. Mm-hmm. You know, and we are interested in helping you keep it that way. We want to see you maintain that good blood pressure reading, as well as a good BMI and, you know, low risk for safety issues too. But each session gives us that chance to visit about it.
Okay, so the first one was July 18th, and now July 25th, August 1st, August 8th. That's the first set of four, and then the next week you're going to start on the next set. And so people, if they miss something and they say, oh, gosh, I didn't get to go to that, well, now they have another chance to do that because you're repeating this three times.
So if you missed our blood pressure on July 18th, the next one will be on August 15th, and you can certainly come and join us for that.
And I'm guessing blood pressure specifically, if you have, if it's kind of on the edge, you may want to get it taken between that time. And there are opportunities to get that for free also. I know at the Cass County Memorial Hospital you can do that. And I'm guessing at most hospitals there's a place where you can get that done.
Yeah, actually the Atlantic Medical Center, I think, in the immunization room will go ahead and take your blood pressure if you stop in and get it checked. Again, busy place, you know, so certainly, you know, get that done if you think you're at risk or you know you need to get that repeated.
Okay, now you're having another opportunity for people to learn about some of these things, including the fall. When I say fall, I keep thinking of the season. No, this is like falling down risk assessment. I understand at the Cass County Fair.
Right. Our theme this year at the fair is going to be home preparedness and home safety and keeping your family safe. And again, aging safely, healthily in your home. And there's lots of facets to that. You know, when you look at young families, they've got different things to think about than older families. We'll certainly have information there for young families about what they need to do to make their home environment safe. Our whole theme is we're covering all gamuts of ages here at the fair this year. But for our older residents or for people that are aging, we are going to have a specific handout at the fair related to going through your home and looking at each room and seeing what risks there may be in that room and what can you do now to try to make sure that as you age, that your safety, your environment is safe for you to age in.
And, you know, Denise, and I think the emphasis on aging is really important here, but I'm also thinking at a younger age, sometimes you get in such a hurry that you might fall when you have the capability of kind of not falling, but it can happen to anybody. And those babies falling down the steps, doesn't every parent worry about that if they have steps?
Absolutely. And, you know, the younger checklist that we have is going to talk about that for young people. And for older people, it's something as simple as lighting, perhaps. Mm-hmm. You know, our vision, as we get older, our vision's not quite as good. And so, you know, making sure that the environment has adequate lighting might be something that just might prevent that fall.
Absolutely. So age well started, but we've got 4 weeks of it going. So just remind folks what you want to remind folks about when they can do this.
Well, we invite you to participate every Wednesday now through October 3rd. You can come to all 12 sessions, or 11 now left, I guess, if you like, even though they're repeated topics. If you want to kind of see what your blood pressure does over the next 3 months, feel free to come every day. We're happy to do that. If you're trying to lose weight, come back and we'll do BMI 3 times. So we invite you to come every Wednesday from 9 to 11 at the Cass County Home Care Office at 1500 East 10th Street.
And you may meet some new healthcare folks while you're doing that.
That's true, too.
Kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to thank you very much, Denise Coder, with Cass County Home Healthcare, for being with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. You aren't really old until nothing is fun enough to make you forget the weather.